This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
That's like one of the perfect songs for this, right? I think I'm going to curate a playlist over the weekend. Glory Days by Bruce Springsteen. Like, you remember, I don't know, 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, the good old
Glory Days. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us as she does each and every weekday morning at this time. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? It's Friday.
It is Friday.
That means something.
It used to. I was looking back at the calendar. I don't know the last day off I had. It's probably 22, 23 days ago, something like that, which is okay. I'm working and just humble and happy to be doing that, helping to do what we can to pass along the information we need. I notice a lot of our neighbors got their first cases yesterday, a lot of neighboring counties.
Yeah, it seemed to just kind of start bumping up. It was like, I think it was Iroquois that started reporting first, and then it just kept bumping.
Yeah.
So I don't think we're even close to our surge yet. But, you know, again, we have not tested that many people.
No, we haven't. But if
so
you follow,
bracing.
Yeah, if you follow the numbers and if you look at Cook County, I mean, the ones I was talking about yesterday, Moultrie, I think, Logan, DeWitt, Piatt, Christian, Montgomery had the first deaths. You're starting to see, we're about, what, 3 weeks maybe behind, like, the large sort of population centers?
Well, you know, Brian, they keep talking about, you know, the surge in Illinois being in, you know, mid-April, so around the 15th, 16th, something like that. That's really Chicago. And, you know, we're less populated, so we're probably, our surge, and I'm not scientist, I'm not a clinician, but, you know, just kind of the making sense factor, we're probably going to be after that.
Yeah, so end of April, maybe even into the beginning of May. Now, there's all kinds of news that's coming out today about cancellations and things that aren't going to happen, and I think that we all have to take this in stride. I'm amazed at some of the day-to-day bickering that continues, and maybe that's not a bad thing. Maybe it's a distraction and people's way of sort of controlling, you know, what is not really controllable. But there are a lot of people that just haven't gotten the news that we are in this new.
Well, and there are people who are trying so hard to make this work. For example, I had to be the bad guy in this, and we had several pastors that wanted to do Easter service in the parking lots and have people pull up and, you know, stay in their cars and let them, I don't know, broadcast it through the radio or something. And it had to be a hard no. I consulted the governor's office, and they said, absolutely not. It's a violation. I had some council people who had very good points. Councilwoman Gregory's point being, you know, you can't help it but pick up an elderly parishioner to go with you to, you know, church service.
Yeah.
And we can't risk it. It's too dangerous. We're not going to violate governor's order.
No, and by the way, you didn't have to be the only bad guy. I was a hard no on that, too. So, you know, there's just, if people are trying, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to inspire people. I think people are turning to faith probably in larger numbers than they have in several years. But the great thing is we've got technology. We're able to do that without putting people in danger.
Right. And I so appreciate when you had Wayne Kent on, I don't remember which day. It was one day this week, maybe Wednesday, who said, you know, we have the technology. We will help other churches that are smaller and maybe not as equipped. So, you know, please reach out to Pastor Wayne Kent if your church isn't experienced or doesn't really know how to do it or some options, because we want you to be able to worship. We just want you to be safe.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw the head of the Illinois Department of Public Health talking about that yesterday. No one's saying it's not important. It's just saying, like everything else, you just got to do it in a smart way. Now, I think Wayne is hosting some sort of phone prayer tonight with the local health caregivers, and all that stuff's great, and we'll be happy to help publicize that so people can participate. But we still have to get that baseline message. I think there are people out there, and I read this entire polling data from Pew. I mean, it's crazy, Julie. It depending on what network TV you watch, your beliefs are all over the place with this.
Yeah, you know, in all honesty, nobody really has solid answers. But the best weapon we have right now is to stay at home, shelter in place, stay away from people, social distance. I was in a couple of the parks yesterday just to kind of see how things were going, and started a new program to help feed some of the school kids. And for the most part, the parks were pretty empty, at least the ones that I saw. So I think maybe the message is getting out there that the basketball games are not going to happen. We're not going to let a lot of this, you know, go on. We just can't. And if people don't understand this, We're going to have to tell them in a harsh way. And I don't want to be harsh. I just want people to be safe.
Yeah. And maybe every day that gets a little better. But every day it puts somebody's life in jeopardy, right? And I still see it going on. I still see a lot of traffic, on my way into work in the morning. I mean, normal traffic patterns. So I'm not sure that people are just driving around maybe to get out of the house. That's great until your car breaks down and you got to come face to face with somebody. Just stay home.
Yeah, stay home if you can. I mean, those essential trips are meant to be essential. If you can call ahead to the grocery store and have your cart just, loaded for you and they come out to your car, that's better. Check on elderly neighbors. Do what you can from that standpoint. The governor was pretty lenient in the, lockdown, if you will. The number of essential businesses is a lot higher than it could have been. So let's not take that for granted, because quite honestly, if people don't follow these rules, and we've got businesses that are not essential that are open. I get complaints every day, and we have to go and tell the businesses you can't be open. But the lockdown will be harsher because he's trying to protect Illinois from being New York.
Yep, I saw a sign that said, like a good neighbor, stay over there. tell me a little, if you could, let's talk about some good news. I know the Herald Review is reporting, I'm assuming through FOIA, because, even in a pandemic, some things never change. This work around Johns Hill with the Howard G. Buffett Foundation.
No, that's actually in the council packet.
Okay.
Council is taking action on Monday. The council came out, or the council packet was released yesterday afternoon, I believe. Basically, this is great news. We have, we've been talking about neighborhood revitalization, it seems like forever. But the Howard G. Buffett Foundation is going to help us fund a direct targeted improvement project in the Johns Hill neighborhood. So, we're going to really focus our efforts because of this money from the foundation to specifically revitalize, I think it's a 22-block area, something like that. I'd probably have the number a little bit off. But Johns Hill is going to be rebuilt, the school is. And so it's a perfect opportunity for the neighborhood to grow out of that in a good way. So we're going to be doing some street paving. It's a three-phase plan with, we're going to purchase lots that people want to get rid of, or homes that, maybe they're a landlord and we'll let it go at, cost. But we're going to work on toward the goal of eventually really revitalizing the housing stock in that area and helping home ownership go.
Yeah, and it's perfectly situated. I've had these conversations behind the scenes. I mean, it is like the perfect time, the perfect place, with the school being rebuilt. That neighborhood could really look like what it looked like in the 1960s.
Yeah, it's so exciting because, it's hard. And Brian, if you go back, 15 years ago when we were first talking about downtown revitalization, we didn't think it would turn out to be as good as it is. I really could never have envisioned how wonderful a downtown could be, our downtown, but it did. And so when we get the Johns Hill project really up and going, I think what it's going to do is it's going to instill belief. And once you have people believing, then people start investing. And so we can take this model and replicate it throughout our community. It's an unbelievable gift. It's a great opportunity for Decatur.
All right. And more to come. So
absolutely.
The crisis communications team, not a lot to report yesterday. Clearly, we await tests. Any word on when we will be able to broaden the number of tests?
We keep hearing that there are going to be more tests, that there are going to be rapid tests, that they're going to make it their way downstate. Chicago doesn't have all the tests they need. So, we're a lot less populous than the anchor city in our state. And so efforts are going to be directed there first, I'm very certain. But we're hopeful. We just keep holding on that we're going to get more tests and we're going to find out. And Brian, quite honestly, at some point, testing is going to be moot because it's just going to be here.
Yeah, but I was watching Dr. Fauci last night. The testing might be more important after we flatten the curve and things start to go down, because then as it creeps back up, then you can really get a handle on it and not let it get out of control. So, I mean, this is like four quarters of a football game. I mean, we're in the first quarter.
Yeah, we really are. And, our primary focus is public health right now and keeping as many people safe and away from this virus as we possibly can. And after that, we're going to have a lot of rebuilding to do. Plus, once this is done, once we get through this, the surge and the peaks and the health experts are saying this is going to be back next winter. So, they're efforting a vaccine or something. It's just they have so much more to learn about this disease,
yeah,
or this virus.
And I think we'll all learn, too, about the things that we don't need. I was laughing out loud yesterday about a story coming out of Texas because they're trying to, for whatever reason, there's a law in the books that says your toilet paper has to have instructions in English. And there's an elected official down there that says, hey, I think we all know how to use this, so we could probably relax this rule and get rid of this you know, perceived run on toilet paper. We will be smarter out of all of this.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you want to really go on the positive Kevin Brahaney sort of way of looking at the world, this may open up so many more opportunities for this state, this country, to change how we do things. Because, you know, we've been locked in so many rules that are antiquated or for whatever reason make it hard for things to progress in a good way. This may allow us to really force us to step back and say, okay, what we had was not working.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, state finances and how we've structured everything, we have to change.
Yeah,
you know, necessity. We have to.
We have to. And I tell you right now, manufacturing has to change. We got to bring a lot of this back home. There is no way on the other
Absolutely.
Side of this we should be relying on China or anywhere else for our pharmaceuticals, for our ventilators, for stuff that we can do right here. My hope is that the state government, the local governments do everything they can to enforce that and to incentivize that and make sure we start making this stuff back here at home.
Yeah, we've given up a lot in the past 3 or 4 decades that used to be, you know, made in America. And, yeah, we're still going to be a global, you know, economy in many ways. But you're right. We have got to be making this stuff at home because I don't want to be beholden to China or anybody else to try and get this stuff back. I mean, Governor Pritzker was talking about everything he's trying to do to get, you know, plane loads of things from China to Illinois, and you know that the you know strings he's pulling trying to make that happen, and it's too hard. Whereas if it were in America, we'd have a much better shot.
Mayor, you're doing a great job. Keep your own health in mind. Stay safe.
Okay? Working on it. You
All right.
too.
Mayor Julie Moore Wolf with us every morning at 6:40.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.